All right, this morning we'll be looking at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. We're all very familiar with this story, but it's important that we look at it again this morning. And so, but on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloth by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. Amen. Now, when I was a child, I used to love going out at night and looking at the stars. I remember going out for rides with my parents and look out the stars, looking for UFOs, you know, and just... But it's marvelous. This world is so marvelous, and I've grown to appreciate the miracles that this world has. It's like trees. Trees go to sleep in the winter, and then they grow new leaves in the spring. How do they know when to do that? Flowers. Wow. They know how and when to grow, and it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Caterpillars. When I was a kid, I used to watch little caterpillars, and, you know, they make a cocoon, and then they come out as butterflies. And babies. Now, there's a miracle. They start from the meeting of two individual cells. And they know exactly what to do to divide into individual parts and organs that make up the human body. And at a specific point in development, a heartbeat begins in a developing heart. How does it know when to begin? What is the signal? And then at a certain appointed time, labor begins and a baby emerges into the world. This is amazing stuff. And science can tell you how this all happens. But for me, they are miracles. They are miracles. What brought about these things to be the way they are? What made the world to operate as it does? What determined the basic building blocks of life in our universe? Now, I know it can be explained, but you can save your scientific jargon, because I know there are known processes, and I know there are theories, but any and every attempt to explain them is incomplete. They fall flat. They just cannot explain the mysterious, the miraculous part of what happens in any of these things. Perhaps because they fail to explain the purpose of the phenomena in the first place, explanation and fact are only half the story, and they never really account for all that we experience. It is a miracle when we stop and think about it. And there is comfort in the miracle, because I know that although life may be life may not and will not always be miraculous, miracles still exist even today. Our Bible story, it finds us at the grave of Jesus early on Sunday morning, which is why we have sunrise services, to remember it was early in the morning when the women went to the tomb. Jesus had been laid to rest on Thursday afternoon. I realize that most tradition says it was Friday, but historically it was probably Thursday. And Saturday was a Sabbath, and so it was not until the Sunday morning that the women who had followed Jesus and had prepared the necessary spices and ointments for his body, it was then only then they were able to return to the tomb and prepare his body. Now imagine their surprise. They get there, and the tomb's open. I mean, there'd been a big stone placed in front of it. It had been had an official Roman seal on that tomb. And they get there, and the tomb's open. And the guards are gone. And the body is gone. Imagine their response. Now, then we have these two men. They're standing by the tomb, and they said, "Why are you looking for the living where the dead are laid?" Imagine all this. And then they say, "Remember his teaching back in Galilee." And the women do remember. They remember the teaching that Jesus would suffer at the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and then on the third day, he would rise again. They remembered that. And I find their almost instantaneous belief interesting, isn't it? Do you think they saw the miracle in the resurrection? Did they ask or wonder how it could be? Did they stop to think about the impossibilities? No, they just rejoiced in that miraculous moment. And they ran back to tell all the disciples and everyone else what had happened. And it's there they are met with skepticism and questions. It is impossible. It's unexplainable. It simply cannot be. The disciples, they called it a tale of nonsense, and they didn't believe it. In the condition of our world today, so many people refuse to believe what is not tangible. They refuse to believe what cannot be explained. They refuse to believe in miracles. And for so many years, our ability to reason anything out has been so emphasized that we have no trust in anything without a reasonable, logical, scientific explanation. And this compounded by reason's failure to explain everything for us. Logic, education, they've let us down because the mystery still remains. It's not logical. The resurrection cannot be explained. If God exists, it's not logical to believe that God and humanity could mix in the form of a human body. It cannot be explained. It cannot be determined. And neither could one return to life after death. But 3 days, life cannot begin again once death is complete. And it's not only the resurrection of Christ that modern people have trouble with. The Bible is full of nonsensical, full of inconsistent improbabilities, impossibilities, and fairy tales. And I'm just saying this is what the world thinks. And people cannot experience the miracle of the resurrection just as it was to the disciples. It's nonsensical. They didn't believe it. It's as if the ability to believe is dried up from years of influence of society as a whole, and the progress of science and technology at a rapid speed. People don't want to believe in miracles. The miracle of the resurrection, it requires rehydration of our ability to have faith. To have faith in what we cannot explain. To have faith in what we cannot understand. We must begin with the tangible, the teachings of Christ, and move to the unbelievable, the resurrection. Notice Peter, what he does. He neither falls with the women who come back with this marvelous tale or with the disciples who don't believe what the women have told them. He wanted to see for himself. So he goes to the tomb. He steps inside and he sees the emptiness within. I imagine he even touches the linen wrappings and then he returns home wondering what had happened. Can you imagine his footsteps as he makes his way back to the upper room? I see the events of the last days and the years replaying in his head. He's remembering, as the women were called to do, what Jesus had told them concerning events that would happen in Jerusalem. His heart wants to believe in the impossible. His sensibilities make him fearful to do so. It is in Peter that I see most of us that would gather in this morning. People most emphatically believed in Jesus during his ministry. It is also true that he experienced doubt and a turning away during his three denials the day that Jesus died. And our story seems to indicate that it was with hesitancy that Peter begins to believe in the resurrection. And it is with hesitancy that we believe in the resurrection as well. It's a broken record. We can't get away from it, that it is true that without Christmas, Easter morning could never have come. It's also true that without Easter morning, then the meaning of Christmas would be forever altered and changed in the meaning. It would lose its purpose. And yet, so many people let Easter slip in and out so quietly in our world. It's just another day to so many people. And we don't ourselves seem to proclaim it as loudly as we should. Our reverie in its meanings appears subdued. Are we also wanting to believe in the impossible, but perhaps we're fearful to really do so? Are we fearful to make a big deal out of it? Oh yeah, we believe in the resurrection, but we proclaim it in quiet voices. Can you ponder the wonder of it all? Can you ponder it? Like Peter, does your heart beat faster as you begin to contemplate the implications of the resurrection? If you were there this very morning, standing beside the tomb, what would your reaction be? Would you rejoice and share your experience with everyone? Would people be able to see a difference in you because of your experience? Or would you be skeptical? Would you be looking for logical and reasonable answers? Would you try to explain it all away? We need to be at least tentatively begin to believe in the miracle of the discovery of the empty tomb. Some of us believe it totally, completely, and wholeheartedly, but most of the world don't. But they need to at least start believing miracles are possible. We need to take what we know in our minds about science and everything else and know science doesn't have all the answers. There are still miracles. Just our existence is a miracle. The whole universe it cannot begin with just a big bang the way that the world teaches, that nothing became everything. Nothing can never become anything unless it is created. And that takes a creator, and that takes a miracle to make it happen. Just like rising from the dead, it doesn't happen. It takes a miracle, and it takes God to be able to perform that miracle. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He defeated death. He rose again, just as he said he would. He died on the cross, took our punishment, took our sins upon himself, rose again, defeating death, and offers everyone eternal life. If they but believe in him as Lord and Savior, he would bestow that gift on you. That is the truest miracle of all, that God loves us so much that he allowed his Son to be beaten, tortured, and put to death for us. That is the true miracle. In the resurrection, it was the icing on the cake, so to speak. It showed the power that God has over life and death. And Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you that Jesus did rise again. Thank you and praise you that because of his resurrection, we can have eternal life with you. Thank you and praise you this day. Help us to boldly proclaim that he's alive and that we're not ashamed of it. Help us, Lord, to truly proclaim that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.